Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
So there, as it pertains to the halachos of meals itself, are many halachos of how one should treat bread, and people are not necessarily so conscious of this, that this is an important area of halacha, and how Chazal assume that we should treat our food. So we'll just go over some of the basics. So the first is that we are technically not allowed to use bread, we're not allowed to use our challah on Shabbos for things other than that would be befitting of the bread. So for example, sometimes people will have all the delicious juices on their plate after a meal, and they want to take a little piece of bread and so absorb the juices and put it on the bread. So would that be permissible? And so at the end of the day, there is an understanding that something like this would be technically okay, because this is derech achila, this is how people eat it, and it would be not degrading to the bread. But one should not try to suck out the juices. One should ideally try to take a bite of the bread as well to show that they are eating the bread. There is an interesting halacha that for some reason I see people in like yeshivos in Israel are very careful about this, but elsewhere not as much. And that is that one should be careful not to throw bread out directly into the garbage. The reason why is because there's an understanding that we, Baruch Hashem, nowadays live in a world where, let's not call it a wasteful world, but even though we are a little bit wasteful, but we're so wealthy that the little piece of bread here or there is not necessarily as significant. So we do throw it out perhaps at the end of the meal if we're all done and you're not going to use it for anything else. So we throw out a little piece of bread. But one should be careful not to throw a piece of bread directly into the garbage, but rather cover it up with something, because it shows a certain level of disrespect to the food. That if you're going to just go ahead and allow the bread to become disgusting with everything else in the garbage, that would not be appropriate. So one should try to be careful about this as possible. Similarly, if a person sees some food lying on the ground, other than just trying to prevent mice or bugs, it's appropriate to pick up the food just because out of a basic respect for the food that we eat. And similarly, even the crumbs, Chazal talk about this idea that if you have all your crumbs left on the table, so again, the classic thing to do is either brush them on the floor and let someone else sweep them up, or if you're really nice, brush them into the garbage. But one should be careful. Chazal tell us that even if you can, you should try to brush some crumbs into your hands and throw it outside to the animals, to the birds, so that they should have the opportunity to eat that, so it's not totally wasted. And finally, there is a question. Sorry? Oh, okay, good. So on Shabbos and Yantav, I would not recommend that. Thank you for bringing that up. But every other day of the week, you should do it. And so if you do it every other day of the week, you'll have one day a week that you get to be off and you can throw it in the garbage. One final halacha that we'll just share this morning is that what is the halacha if a person wants to feed someone else who's not going to be making a bracha on the food, right? You know you're giving that person food. So is that an issue to give someone food if they're not going to make a bracha? And so this is a very, very hotly debated topic amongst the poskim. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came out with a very large leniency that is certainly worthwhile to rely on, and this probably is what most people rely on nowadays, and that is that it's so disrespectful. If you are in a situation where it's normal to offer someone a glass of water or whatever it might be, and you know for sure they're not going to make a bracha on that, you still offer it to them, because it would just be seen as such a terrible thing that a religious Jew is not offering me something because they're just stingy or whatever, not understanding the complex halachos behind it. So one should do their best to offer someone even when they know a bracha will not be made. However, one should be sensitive to this and understand that this is not such a simple question, and if there is always a room for teaching moments to say, hey, maybe you can make a blessing. Again, that's based on one's own comfort zone with saying something like that. That's always an appropriate thing to consider. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.